World News from the BBC. The Sri Lankan government is due to present a budget for the coming year in which it will attempt to meet strict financial conditions for an international loan without provoking a new round of social unrest. Earlier this year, the island was rocked by mass protests sparked by fuel shortages and rampant inflation. The president is expected to raise taxes and cut public spending. Tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets in Mexico to protest against proposed electoral reforms. They're part of a major overhaul being pushed by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He has accused the National Electoral Institute of pandering to elite interests and wants the public to select its leadership rather than Congress. Will Grant in Mexico City says critics see the measures as a further effort to consolidate the president's control over the apparatus of the state in Mexico.
Those who are concerned are more broadly worried about presidential overreach. They see in this attempt to push through wholesale change of the electoral body an effort by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador himself to sort of cement his control of some of the key institutions of the state to allow himself, to allow his party to kind of control the direction of Mexico for the coming years.
Activists in the Indonesian province of West Papua say seven students have been arrested after a protest in which a separatist flag was flown. Indonesia considers West Papua its territory, and the flying of the separatist flag is strictly banned. In September, seven protesters who raised the flag were found guilty of treason and imprisoned for 10 months. A freight train in the Australian state of Victoria has derailed with 16 wagons coming off flooded tracks. Dramatic images show more than 20 large shipping containers smashed and piled up on the railway. There's been widespread flash flooding across Victoria. BBC News.